You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Hello, my name is Father Tom Smith. I'm a conventual Franciscan, and I'll be talking with a couple of people today about their interest in care for the earth, and more particularly in solar panels.
My name is Jonathan Hanneman. I am the priest at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Las Cruces, New Mexico. So I've had a strong connection to nature for most of my life and lived in Seattle for quite a while where everything is set up to be environmentally friendly. But when my wife and I were looking for a new parish to work with, we discovered that moving down to southern New Mexico actually allowed us to be more environmentally friendly, to get involved with solar and water reduction use and composting and things like that.
Yes, and I'm John Nance. I'm living here in Las Cruces and the Las Cruces area. And I think that it's important that everyone understands what's happening to the earth right now. There are two basic things. One is we need to take care of the earth, as God said. But mainly we need to think in terms of the future of our children, the future of what's going to happen in the future, and we need to conserve as much energy as we possibly can with fossil fuels, and of course the key to that would be solar panels, which we have investigated.
Pope Francis, as we all know, promoted the encyclical Laudato Si a little over 10 years ago. Had you been familiar with that before you came here?
I'd heard of it, but I wasn't remotely familiar with the contents.
Okay. How about you, John?
No, I've heard, like Father John, I'd heard of it, but I didn't understand the concept.
Okay. And one of the reasons that I think he writes that is because this is not just a religious issue, even though we are people of faith and who are active in that. It's really a world issue, and it affects people all over the world, sometimes the poor as much or more than others. But I think if we can give a good example, then we can make it better. So what was your reason? You said that you came from Seattle and had a good witness there. Did you find the receptivity to this program or your efforts here in this area?
So that was really interesting. When we first came down, I was wondering how to introduce the concept of solar and kind of getting used to the congregation, seeing where they might lay. And then one day, John walked into my office and very gently asked if he could look into a project installing solar panels, and I was very excited.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So that came from your natural care for the earth and then seeing the need to do things. Then.
Right, yes. I think it's important that we do that. Not only just in a biblical way, but common sense. It's just an everyday thing we need to look at. We need to take care of each other. Unfortunately, with climate change right now, the earth is changing. We think we've got a situation now with migration and immigration. Just wait till this everything starts drying up. And what are the people in Africa going to do? Okay. What are the people in Central South America going to do? They've got to go somewhere and do something. But we need to prepare for that now.
Good. And I think we need to take a larger view than just my home or my church, and this is what's going to be a good deal for me, but to see how it's affecting others. So once you sense that you had a comrade here who's willing to work with you to work together, how did you proceed from then?
Honestly, I let John do his thing, and he was fantastic, a terrific asset.
Well, I just got lucky, I guess. But the main thing was, here again, going back to common sense, I asked to take a look at our electric bills for the past year. I took a look at those, and I was a little astonished at how it was set up. And I started investigating it and found out that our rate was the highest you could have before going into small industrial. We are considered peak users. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we are charged more than most other facilities, except for industrial and industrial companies.
All right. And with that information, you said, looks like there's a possibility of being financially beneficial, not just in terms of care for the earth or in terms of responsible to other people, but it could be a financial payoff as well.
Oh, yes. And it's so far, with the few months it's been open, it has proven quite well. It's okay. Better off than we expected.
Could you describe your setting here just a bit and how you decided to get the solar panels?
Well, it's just kind of one of those things. I went out and investigated the electric bills, and I talked to several of other parishioners of the church, and some of those who had solar panels and some who did not have solar panels, just to get an idea of their thinking about it. And 100% everybody I talked to, with the exception of a couple who didn't understand the concept, were wholeheartedly in favor of the solar panels for two basic reasons. Number one, we're filling God's request. But number two, we go hopefully we'll be saving some money that can be used for other projects. I know one thing came up, said, well, you don't spend the money on solar panels, you all just spend it on education. And I said, well, I'd like to, we could, the money that we save, take that money and put it in education and that sort of thing. And it seems to work quite well so far.
Good. The goal is not an either or, either we do this ministry or we do another, but both and as much as possible.
Okay, great. And I think that's it's good to see that it's not just one issue, but it's something that has benefits in other ways and raising that consciousness among people. Did you have a hard time convincing people of the church to be willing to move forward on this?
I was actually surprised how willing people were to move forward. We had a few information sessions and got some good questions and feedback from different parishioners. Our vestry, that's our church governing body, really surprised me at how eager they were to move forward with this project. There were a few people who I really had thought would reject the idea, and they were the first ones to vote yes.
But if you put it in black and white and say, look, this is what we're spending now, this is what we can hopefully do and spend later on, the difference in that numbers would actually be astronomical in the future if you take it out over the period of time.
Excellent, excellent. Could you just describe what you installed here? I mean, the type of solar panels that you did, or about how many, just so that people have some idea.
Yes, well, we had two options. Number one was to put them on the building or put them out on a carport in the parking lot. Put them on the building was probably the most economical way to do it, but in the future, it could prove problematic with roof repairs, mm-hmm. remodeling, and that sort of thing. And the roof had a half-life on it already, so we knew that it's going to be problematic in the future. So we decided to go with the carport. We actually looked at four different scenarios, and the carport was the ideal way to do it. And we used the carport because in the future we can expand it without any issues. And we'll know where we're going. Matter of fact, we planned for that and engineered for that, and it turned out real well. And once people understood the concept and what we were trying to do, there wasn't an issue. Even the soothsayers were on board there for a while, so they worked out fine.
Sounds like you did some good research ahead of time, and even in the way you help people think about it and planning ahead, so that say, hey, this worked, maybe we can go a little bit farther.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to browbeat them, just put it out there in black and white, said, this is how it is, and this is what we can do, and this is what we'd like to do.
And about a nice, fast side benefit to the whole project was shaded parking, which is a major issue down here in southern New Mexico.
I would suspect those places get taken really quickly.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
About how many panels did you have put up?
We have a total of 78.
78, mm-hmm. Okay, good
and
number.
And we're generating approximately half our usage. Mm-hmm. Because of peaking during the summer, we can't control that. We're using 31 kilowatts of power. We're generating 31 kilowatts of power and trying to keep our mass use down below 70 kilowatts during the peak period during the summer.
So basically, you've half taken your electrical usage into half.
Yes. That's the only way to do it without it actually costing more money.
Yeah. No, that's a good deal. That's very good. And it's also important to recognize that you're not going to, unless you have batteries, you can't go completely solar. Because in New Mexico, as much sun as we have here, which is a lot, you're still going to need heat at night. Or you're still going to have it some other times.
Yeah. We did quite a bit of research in that, too. The batteries, you had to have a battery pack the size of a truck. But and then, of course, we also talked about some peak shaving by using generators of some sort. But it'd be natural gas generators, and that's just, we're defeating the purpose of the solar panels.
Okay.
So we decided not to even think about that.
Okay.
Maybe batteries in the future, if they ever get practical in price, we strongly consider that.
Okay. And Jonathan, do you find that people are supportive of it now that it's been going for 5-6 months or whatever? You find that people are...
Yeah, I've had very little to no pushback whatsoever. I think especially once it was up, and people were able to see that, oh, this really is a practical solution. It's not just the moral aspect of caring for the earth or the religious aspect there, but there are practical everyday benefits to it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That's excellent. And do you see yourself continuing this? And you were telling me a little bit about a monitoring program that might be even another benefit. Could you describe that briefly for those who may not be familiar?
Yes. On our system, we use actually an integrated type of system, but on our monitoring system, we are on in our internet program, and we can view anything from our phones. It tells us what we're generating, when we're generating, when's our peak call for demand, and that sort of thing, which is very important to us. Therefore, we help us control and help us with our energy conservation program, mm-hmm. of trying to control heating and air conditioning in different parts of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Or campus, I should say, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, I believe, 4 separate air units. And if we can manage those so that they don't all start together, we can hopefully keep our peak usage down, because that's the real energy draw, is turning on the cooling, particularly in the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the capacity to do that, or is it you're still working on that?
No, that has been done. That's already been completed.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Uh-huh. And so I'm the director of a retreat center, and I understand that entirely. In fact, we had a little problem with one of the wiring. It kind of phased out or something. And so we looked at the bill and thought, it's not working, because we don't have the access on our phones at this point.
Oh, okay.
We tried to get that, but they haven't installed it. And so we saw it in the bill, and I said, okay, we got to get somebody out here to look at this. And we're getting it taken care of. But, I mean, you can do it on a daily basis if need be and respond to it much more quickly. So
yes.
that's a good benefit. Good. And would you recommend this to other, either faith congregations or to individuals in their homes?
Yes, definitely. I had a solar system installed at my house right around the same time. And it has been a wonderful benefit. There is an aspect of sacrifice up front, in that it does cost money to get the thing started. But combining not just the financial savings of the future, but like, again, the moral value of being able to do something to actually help with climate change, to reduce our usage, to reduce reliance on fossil fuels, I think that is a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Have you considered speaking to members of your congregation who might want to do this in their own homes? Or is that something that is a possibility? I mean, because we can do something, you can do something in this particular setting and in your own home. But, I mean, it's kind of like that educational experience. And if somebody else saying, wow, that might be something I could consider. Have you thought about that?
I haven't really thought about it, but I do know that there are quite a few of our parishioners who do have some quite nice solar systems.
Oh, okay, so some already are using it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a funny thing. I don't mean to interject here, but the funny thing is, when we were doing the solar system, everybody came around asking questions, you know, and that sort of thing. And first thing you know, we've got 5 or 6 parishioners who are adding them to their house, so...
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Well, and the reason I mention that is because our education is not just with words, but taking action, which you've done, and that people will see that and maybe even have someone who's had for a while and say, this is how we've experienced it. Yes, these are little inconveniences, but we believe it in the future. And it can create kind of a much broader acceptance of that whole concept.
Can I have one more question there? Not a question, but a comment. The solar panels, once the words got out, we've had several people from outside our parish to come in and ask about the solar system, the solar panels, and even we've had visitors, usually the younger folks, that I think Father's met a couple of them, that come in because we put solar panels.
Oh, there you go.
Now, they may not agree with our religious faith, or they might be another religious, that's fine too, but they came because they heard that we did it.
Yes. Type of evangelization almost.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you very much for taking time, Jonathan and John. I think this is certainly a witness to me of the value of it. And we invite other people in order to think about that as well for their self or their, as their own residents on a church scale or in whatever else kind of a circumstance that they're living. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.